All right, y'all. What's up now? Operation Kickback in effect, baby. Hey, what's up, y'all? Another Tuesday. A little bit hot out there. So y'all stay hydrated, you know? Yeah, y'all stay hydrated out there. And if it's too much, get out the sun to get in some shade or some AC. You know, because we need you here for the next day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, we all here for a purpose. Let's do it. You know, and I just want to say hello to everybody. Shout out to everybody in Cabrillo, CVC, you know, Century Village of Cabrillo, my bad. To Plaza, Gateway, Anchor Place, you know, the Cove that's coming and all the other entities, U.S. Vets, property, you know, everybody, you know, I don't know all the programs, but, you know, it's a lot, okay? City Heart, Veteran Council, you know? Anyway, yeah, we chilling today. It's cool, literally, because it's hot out there, y'all. So, you know, y'all stay safe, and if y'all need to do anything, either do it early in the morning or wait till it cools down in the evening, you know. You know, y'all might want to catch the bus or take a ride to the beach or something, get some of that summer breeze and get some of that sea breeze and everything, y'all. You know, it's all good. It's Tuesday. Hopefully everybody had a good 4th of July, because I did. I got to chill with the fam and everything. It was beautiful. It was cool. It was cool. I hope everybody else had a good time. You know, it was a lot of fireworks for it to be a band in California. They lit it up. Man, did y'all see it on the news? Man, California was rocking everywhere. It was fireworks all over the place. It was cool, though. I don't really get out in the mix of that because it kind of messed with me, you know, with the Desert Storm thing and everything. But that's just me, you know, the next man or the next person, y'all might could take it and everything. And I can at certain times, too. It depends on, you know, what I'm doing and what kind of situation I'm in at the time. But, you know, at the end of the day, it'd be sounding like a war zone to me, you know. And, I'll be feeling uncomfortable because I'll be wanting to bust back, you know, but in my mind, you know, man, yeah, in my mind, but it's all good. I mean, we all go through it, you know. It's part of being a veteran, man. If y'all been out there in combat and all that stuff, you know what I'm talking about. You know, but we make it. We still here. So we here for a reason. We still have a purpose. And let's do what we got to do to keep everything going, you know. But right now, we're supposed to get into some music, you know. Yeah, we're going to get into some music real quick. So check out this jam that we got. We're going to go a little old school today. And I'll elaborate from after that. But just check me out so you see where I'm going. Okay, gotcha.
Psst, I see dead people.
Hey, Monster on the beat. Debo in rap. He a free throw, man down. Call an Amber Lambs. Tell him breathe, bro. Nella to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni at? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Marlon D. Mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman. I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time. I know he got some. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baca got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that come up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl, bird, then bird, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-Rest that's for bitching? You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. A caption won't action. No accident. I'm hands on. He around get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D-Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him either. From Alondra down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you like a line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up to Pac. Ay, put the road label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ay, tweet. Chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass need to stay the inside. Ay, roll that ass up like a fresh pack of Zon. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky. He a 69 god, freaky ass. He a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass. He a 69 god, freaky ass. He a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
Let me hear you say OV.
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 Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
All right, y'all. Y'all had the surprise, y'all. Yeah, that's Kendrick Lamar, K-Dot from Compton. Yeah, that's the number one song in the country still. He just came out with the video. Shout out to everybody that's in it. A lot of people I know, you know. I'm from Linwood, so, you know I know Compton. You know, Linwood, Compton, they watch, you know, and Long Beach, you know, all together. Yeah, you know, so, yeah. Congratulations, Kendrick Lamar, and winning the awards with BET and everything else, man. I heard he got an album coming out on the 8th of August. So y'all be looking out for that. I'm sure it's gonna be good. He showed a little preview of another song he got coming out before the video itself. So, and it sounded good. So yeah, Kendrick Lamar been doing this thing. I like how he do his thing. He got a different kind of marketing than everybody else do. And that's what sets him apart to me, you know, because everybody else got a certain formula that they use, but he never come the same. He never come the same. He just dropped the album, what, about a year ago? You know, and he already on another one. Yeah, so he been in there working. So when you think he ain't, when you don't hear from him, believe me, he probably working, you know. So congratulations, K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, man. And shout out to J-Rock and Absol and Schoolboy Q. All y'all, man. We looking out for that Black Hippies album, too. So y'all did good on that concert, man. I checked the concert out. Oh, man. He did that, man. And all the acts that came on before him, all of them was good. It was showing all the new acts that's coming out from the West Coast. Oh, man, it was so beautiful. You know what I mean? It's been a long time since the West came together like that, because when, you know, they had the 50th anniversary for hip-hop, you know, they didn't really have nothing too much down here on the West or whatever, but we made, Kendrick Lamar made up for that. And thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for your contribution to hip-hop, man. You know, I love this, man. You know, hip-hop ain't just music, it's a culture. And you're either part of it or you ain't, you know. And if you're not, it is what it is. Somebody tripping. Do your thing. But it's hip-hop over here all the time, baby. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about some of the situations going on. I want to give out my prayers to everybody out there in Mexico and Texas. They had a hurricane come through there, Beryl come through, and I just want to give prayers to all the families that got affected by it, and pray that y'all overcome it, and you know, just stay in prayer and supplication, and, you know, the Lord is going to work things out, because yeah, hurricane come to, you know, it destroys a lot of things, but it also give you a chance to rebuild. So, and that's spiritually, you know, physically, whatever, you know. So I know y'all gonna be all right. You know, just our prayers go with you. They say two or more agree on anything on earth will be done by my Father in heaven. And so, you know, anytime anybody say amen, that's in agreement. So we want to pray for them. You know, God had to get that out. The subject has been about the 2025 plan or something. It's been circulating. It's been going around on different news stations about, you know, what I get over it is that, you know, they want to take away everything that we ever fought for, to be honest with you, from, you know, the civil rights movement to, you know, everything. They want to take it all away. And that's going backwards. We done came too far for that. You know, and then another deal, it's like, we in limbo, you know, we in limbo because none of the candidates, none of the candidates, you know what I'm saying? None of them. What we going to go through, it's like, you got to pick the lesser of two evils, you know. You know, it's the new, they the new Crips and Blood. You hear what I'm saying? Red and blue. Mm-hmm. Yep. Think about it. It ain't us doing nothing. We ain't. You know. No. It's the, you know, hey. And, you know, and if the 2025 agenda is true, you know, of course I ain't fit to vote that way. Man, I don't know, I'm not, you know, but I just hate it because it's like, it's a spirit of deceit out there, you know, So what I wanted to tell everybody personally, at the end of the day, God runs everything. And if you want help or anything like that, I suggest you pray about it. You know, don't be dependent on all that, on the government or anything else, because, you know, if anything, you pray to the Lord that God touch their heart to do the right thing by us. You hear what I'm saying? Because, you know, first of all, you know, on our money and everything is saying, God, we trust. But right now, they want us to trust them instead of God. I don't understand that. No way. Either way, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I'm not fit to trust you like that. You ain't did nothing. You ain't did nothing. I done fought for this country and everything, and I have a right to say what I want to say. You know, I've done that. I've sat there in Kuwait with the oil raining down on you and all that. You know, I done been there. So I have a right to say what I want to say. Now, I ain't saying the next person don't have a right, but I mean, I just feel I should have a right thing to say. And I came back, and the stuff that we fought for back then, y'all trying to take it away. Come on now. That ain't, you know, if y'all gonna take it, and then another deal. If a person with 34 felonies can be president, you know, you need to take all that stuff off them application. You need to take all them stipulations out to get a place. You need to take all them stipulations out. If he got immunity, we got immunity too. What? That's real. That's real. If you're going to do it, if you act like you for the people or whatever, we should get whatever you got. And that's the truth. You ain't nobody special around here. Ain't nobody none of that, you know. No. So, yeah. You know, I have to get that off my chest, you know. We need to do our PTSD class again. You know, but it's cool. We'll get back to it. I might have to start it up myself this time, you know. And some of the fellas, y'all come over down here to City Heart and we get a few things off our chest and do a little philosophizing and stuff. You know how we do, you know. But anyway, we're supposed to get back to this music. We're going to go to Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five, The Message. Check it out.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing bad on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Hey, where's Creole and Raheem, man?
They upstairs cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah. All right, y'all.
What?
That was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, The Message. Now check that out, you know, or check this out. I almost said that, but check this out, you know. If you listen to that song, oh man, you know, that was way back in 81, too, 82. You know, really 82, early 83. 81, 82, it was, I know it's early 80s, I know that much, it's been a minute, you know, it's kind of going back too far for me, you know, I'm in my 50s now, but, you know, yeah, The Message, it was called The Message. That was the second song that ever hit the charts in hip hop, besides Rapper's Delight. It was them with that, with The Message. Went worldwide, and that made everybody start paying attention to hip hop. Just that song right there, that one, and then Rapper's Delight. Then after that, you know, Run DMC and Houdini and EPMD and Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. Oh man, it just, ooh, they started coming. They started flooding music, you know, Queen Latifah, Naughty by Nature, Apache, De La Soul, Moni Love, you know, 45 King, you know, oh man, it was a real, East Coast was doing it. And then around late 80s, West Coast started coming in, you know, Ice-T put out Ryan Pace. First, he was a battle rapper too, you know. He was rapping like, you know, it was just a certain way everybody rapped. And it had no rules. I mean, we had certain rules and everything at the time, but as far as us on the West Coast, we got tired of saying fresh and ill and dope and word and sun. And man, we don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know. Baby, everything, you know, we had a whole different language, so we started using it and then caught on. First, it was like, okay, they from the West Coast, that's what they doing. But then I'm turning into a whole genre. Then they started calling it, it went from hardcore to gangster rap. Because first it was reality, you know, reality at first, it was like reality rap. Then they changed it to hardcore because, you know, Schoolie D came out with his deal. KRS-One came out, you know, with Scott LaRock, that first album they made. So, you know, they had their thing going and the West Coast had ours going. You know, we had NWA then come out right after them and they just took it to a whole nother level. Then the South jumped in. Then you had Ghetto Boys. Then you had UGK. Poison Clan came in from Florida. Florida and Louisiana too. Big Mike came out. Oh man, then Atlanta jumped in. Then you had Outkast and the whole Dungeon Family. Oh man, T.I. All the way to today. You know what I'm saying? You know. Now you got Lil Baby, Da Baby, 21 Savage, you know, Kodak Black. It's a lot of them out there. I don't know all the names, man. Lil Durk, you know. I know some of them, but not all of them because I'm, you know, I do something totally different myself with because I still make music. Matter of fact, the next song coming on is called Ghetto Pride. And I want to tell you a story about this Ghetto Pride before I put it on. I had got a record deal offer. And they wanted me to write something gangster because that was it, you know, at the time. So I was working two jobs at the time. And I was going to my second job. I used to always write on my second job, you know, when I had time at lunchtime or something, you know. So I started writing. And whatever you hear on this Ghetto Pride is what I came up with. And so they didn't want it because it ended up being more of a gospel jam. And it was before, you know, the gospel stuff started hitting way back then. I think I was probably a little bit before my time, but that's what the Lord put on my heart and put in my mind to say. And at the time, it was a girl named Lucretia Murray. She was 11 years old. They gave her 40 years up in Austin, Texas, for killing her stepdaughter, but stepsister or whatever, or her sister. And she didn't do it. You know, they just wanted to put it on somebody at the time. So we used to, like, I think it was like the third or fourth Tuesday of the month that we used to go up to the Capitol, Austin, Texas, and, you know, protest for her and everything. So they end up reversing the decision and everything. And so she ended up going, you know, to school, back to school, to high school and everything, playing basketball. And then, you know, the girls on the team would talk about her and everything, you know, calling her baby killer and all this other stuff, you know, messing with her. So I think she ended up going to Gary Job Corps, and she finished up, and I think she's doing good today. And I just want to give a shout out to Lucretia Murray and just let you know that I was one of them out there protesting for you back in the day. And it was something good to be a part of. And I'm glad you're okay. And I hope you had kids and got married and everything like that and all that. And if you ever happen to hear this broadcast one day, I just want to say much love and just continue pressing on. So we're going to get into the next song. This is my song from Rockbox called Ghetto Pride featuring Lil Loco. Check it out.
In the ghetto, and not the way it is. In the ghetto, it's either hell or heaven. Somebody better call my reverend. I feel my soul's lost. What is the final cause? Try to buck, better duck, or hell, I have to break you off. Won't test me, press me, less me. Know that this word distress me. It's time to take a stand, stop working for that other man. I don't mind when them haters try to bring the drama. Don't go live without a 20 sack of marijuana. Pray for the next day, I got to pray for a better way. Gotta take control, gotta save my soul. Make tomorrow a better day. Want me to get ya, get with ya. Hell, don't let me hit ya. Visualize these pictures, speaking rhyme, rockin' scriptures. Now let me rock the mic, break it down, pride for like it's time to rock the night. Is it wrong to write? Has me more than one hustle. Hell, keep my game tight. But they say, do on to others, they shut down on to you. If you crack the rules, smoke a blunt or two. Hey, come meet a 311, turn to a 187. You see the hell of heaven. Somebody better call my ribbon. I feel my soul's lost. What is the final cause? Try to buck, better duck, or hell, I have to break you off. You got these brothers, they talking about survival. But what about the Lord's arrival? You better pick up that Bible. Brothers locked up, women knocked up, police still think it's locked up. You can still be hard if you're down with God. It's time to put these locks up. We need to make a change, need to be a range. Hey, take them out the frame now. When the same gang telling you the same thing, and we got to maintain now. I'ma do a 10-year bid for the things he did when he was a kid. Possibilities slid, brother should have he lived to give, but now he living positive. Do you see what I'm saying? Hell, no time for playing. Bone rebels controlled by the devil. Makes a brother keep praying. Now I'm an old man, grown man, gotta take my own stand. Roman, won't last long, man. Whoever can, we span. New creation of a strong man. Now where's my brew? I'll be finishing a few. Beat trick, I'm a side down the ride. Backed up by Studio 22. And if we live sucker free, if that would be alright. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come in a 311, turn to a 187.
You see the hell of heaven. Somebody better call my reverend. I feel my soul's lost. What is the final cause? Try to buck me to duck for hell. I have to break you off. Come here to 311. Turn to a 187. You see the hell of heaven. Somebody better call my reverend. I feel my soul's lost. What is the final cause? Try to buck me to duck for hell. I have to break you off. Wanna get rich in a hurry. The world is in the flurry. You looking at one out of a million that pray for luck, Grisha Murray. The world's getting bad. So forget what you heard. Give my condolences to the family of my man James Bird. Folks just hate debating, just sitting, waiting, just contemplating, not appreciating the situation. Unify your hip-hop nation. Got a pocket full of snaps, and you think it's all good. Either don't know, don't show what's going on in the hood. If you're jamming, then you feel me. Meet the Lord is the real G. I won't be happy till every soul is free. The Lord's my helper. What can man do to me? Rock the mic, break it down proper like it's time to rock. The night is it wrong or right? Have me more than one hustle here. Keep my game tight, but this is new on to others. They shut down on to you. If you crack the rules, smoke a blunt or two. Hey, hey.
Okay. All right, y'all. Yeah, that was Ghetto Pride. Yeah, that bring back so much memory. Ooh, man. Yeah, I went through a lot back then. Had a lot on my mind at the time. That was like 99, early 2000. You know, I was doing the Pecan Street Festivals down there in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. I was with an internet label called BroadBeats.com. And we used to broadcast it every Sunday, and we would sing us, we would do a performance, and then they interview us afterwards, and then everybody asked us questions by streaming. That's when streaming first came out. This was like, well, like 2008, 2009, when it started getting big anyway. They still had Napster and all that stuff back then, you know. But everything was about to go digital, you know. So, yeah, that was Ghetto Pride. And shout out to Little Loco. Me and him, matter of fact, he was the reason why I made the song, because he already had the hook, you know. I like to see him. I was writing parking tickets downtown in Austin, Texas. And I would see him, you know, every now and then. I knew him, you know, from the streets and everything. And, you know, he'd be like, Box, you know, I got a hook, man. And he'd be singing in the ghetto. So I had just finished writing the rhyme. So I started practicing it with him. And we'd be clapping our hands, snapping our fingers, doing it a cappella all the time. So I hooked up with, what's the name? Ryan Salinas and Rob O'Neill, two dudes, man, that I met through my homeboy. God, what was his name? Dang, I done forgot. But they ended up doing the music for me, you know. And they actually did techno, so they was trying to do some hip-hop to see how they was doing hip-hop. And it came out good because they did that song. And then I got another song called Where My Real Homies At, that I made my first video to and everything. And they made that too. And they was called Beat Trick Production. So they was cool. Shout out to them, Rob O'Neill and Ryan Salinas, man. If y'all out there, I just want to say much love and thank you. I gave y'all the credits and everything. It's all copyrighted, the whole nine. So y'all protected. It's good. All y'all got to do is get in touch with me, because I made sure everything was all right, you know. So just thank y'all. What else I wanted to talk about? Well, it's going to be a hot summer, y'all. And we got to stay hydrated, you know, for the older folks, you know. If you can't take the heat, y'all, you know, do your stuff early or wait till the evening. Don't be out here trying to do too much because we done had our time. And it's them youngsters' time now, you know. Let them do what they gonna do, you know. And we just supposed to guide them in the right direction whenever they want some direction. But half of the time, they don't even want that. It is what it is. I was talking to one of my partners at the post office earlier, and we were talking about that, you know, how. But they, you know, I think they give the millennials a bad rap sometimes because, you know, it's some out there that's, you know, rebellious or whatever that want to do their own thing. But it is some ones out there that's courteous too, to older folks and everything and well-mannered and everything like that. And we don't want to forget about them either, okay? Yeah, we don't want to forget about them. It's two sides to every story, just like it's two sides to every coin. You flip it, it's either head or tails. You understand me? So, yeah, so it's and pros and cons, basically. So, let's don't forget about them. So, shout out to the ones with the that's well-mannered and yes, ma'am, no, sir, and, you know, they just have respect for the elders, basically. That's what I'm saying, you know. Because it was some of us like that, too, so. And before us, too, our generations and all that, so. It ain't nothing new under the sun. It's just different folks doing it, okay? So don't, you know. You know, your sin ain't greater than mine because you break one law, you break them all, okay? So that's how it go, you know. But we're going to get back into some music. I'm going to surprise y'all again. So check it out.
Looking back, reminiscing on. Caught a brother doing bad, then you put me on. Told me not to be ashamed of what I got. Never mind them hating niggas up and down the block, babe. Held it down and the bills got paid. Said, go ahead, baby, do your same thing. And when God blesses us, I want a Lexus with a Holloway mansion in the Hamptons.
Girl, you must have lost your way from heaven. Could it be for me you've came so far?
So far.
Nothing like the ordinary woman. Mm-hmm. You're the very beat inside my heart. Girl, you're like a star. I feel so high. Shining like a diamond out in space. Girl, you're like my mother, my sister, my lover. Irreplaceable. Nothing can take your place.
You are
the light in my face.
You're
the air I breathe. On a hot summer day, like a shirt with no sleeves. What makes me a man, a man could see more than a woman to me. Girl, if we take that back, there would be no cure. I sail there forever, like a ship with no shore. What makes me a man,
maybe a man, baby, yeah.
More than a woman to me.
Look at us living luxury, and I've been thinking maybe we should start a family. A girl for you and a boy for me. Matching stone set, but guess would you marry me, baby? And if you'd have me, I'd gladly give my life. Today I'll take this vow to make you my wife. nothing temporary. No, it's quite contrary. Just you and me for an eternity.
Girl, you must have lost your way from heaven. Good, yeah. You've been through the game so far. Nothing like the ordinary. Nothing ordinary. You're the very beat inside my heart. Girl, you're like a star. I feel so calm. Shining like a diamond.
Y'all, that was Calvin Richardson, More Than a Woman. I had to, you know, we got to keep it grown folks like over here, you know. That's some grown folks stuff, you know. Nice song too for all the, you know, all the husband and wives and lovers out there, you know. It's always room for love, y'all, so I always want to make sure I put some of that in it, you know. Because that's what we need to get back into. It's too much hate out here right now. Boy, they need ice for that haterade, boy. For real, they need some ice for that haterade, you know. I want to give a shout out to VIP Records. But just still standing on all 10 toes, you know, to this day. To Kelvin Anderson and Junior over there. You know, to everybody, you know. This week we got Medusa coming in for Thursday for VIP All Access. She'll be, you know, blessing us with her presence and skills and everything like that. Y'all gonna like her. Yeah, Medusa, she's good. I think she's one of the best females on the West Coast. And that's that haven't been getting no props. She get her props, though. She's independent, so it is what it is. And she does it real good. She taught me a lot, which keeps me in the game, too. So I had to make sure I got her to come down and, like I say, and bless her with her presence and, you know, give her experience and everything and, you know, drop some jewels on everybody, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be VIP All Access, 7 o'clock this Thursday, Medusa. the god, you know, the gangster goddess, baby. You know, also to my boy Big Said, he got a book out called Bodyguard. Y'all check that out when y'all get a chance, you know. And also to my boy Lorenzo, man. Lorenzo Murphy, man, he got a book out called AI. Y'all should check that out too. Also, Lonzo Williams, he got a book out. I also have a documentary and everything out. DJ Yella got a book out. It's a few of them out there, y'all. So y'all just check them out and support them, man. And get some of the history and everything. And they're just not writing books for nothing. They letting you know what went down, what's going down, and what's going down now, you know? So definitely check all of them out. Like I say, that's Big Said, Lorenzo Murphy, Lonzo Williams, and DJ Yella. All of them, they got books. Also, my boy Clarence got a few books out. But I'll give you all the information on that next week with Clarence. Yeah, because he got a few books out too. Shout out to him. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, you know, tuning in to us when we doing our thing, you know. But I'm going to surprise y'all with one more song. And then we're going to get out of here, okay? So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to Operation Kickback. And until next time, y'all stay cool. Literally, it's hot out there. Baby.